Salvation is of the Lord. It's a process of redemption and of washing of the water by the word. And back under the law, they had all these ordinances, carnal ordinances to carry out, and they all meant something. But today, they're done in the Spirit of God. This washing of the water by the word and the renewing of the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost. And it's quick and it's powerful.
Sharper
than a two-edged sword. Dividing asunder the soul, the spirit, the joint, the marrow. And is a discerner of the thought and intent of the heart. Now, Jesus, I don't know, your brother and pray, I'll be honest with you, I wouldn't want nobody to have the kind of week I've had. There was a brother one time, he said, they were two of them talking, and I know both of them well, and one said to the other one, he said, the devil has just beat me to death all week. He said, well, I don't see how. He said, he give me such a hard time. And he said, no, he said, it wasn't him, said he was over at my house this week. Amen. He said, well, it must have been his wife and children because they aggravated me to death all week. So that's, you know, we have a real adversary. And if you don't think that we have an adversary today, just look at the cross.
Lord, help him, God, we pray.
And what the powers and principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places, just what it did, and what it was willing to do, though it was God's plan, but what they were still willing to do to the Son of God.
Yeah.
They wanted to kill him.
Away with him.
Do away with him.
Sure. They thought they had.
And in their conscience or in the discerning of their thoughts, Brother Fred, they didn't want to retain God in their knowledge.
That's
right. Is that right?
Yes.
They wanted their own way and their own will. And when we speak of ways today, men's ways, when we speak of men's ways, we speak of their preferences, their likes and their dislikes, their wants, their desires, and their own selfish needs. Now, this is a reality in our world. It's not just a reality out here today in the world. It's also a reality in the religious world. Brother, I don't know.
Help them, God,
please. I've really had a rough week. I really have. But as we read this wonderful book, we see that Jesus came to deliver us from men's ways and also our own ways. We live in a terrible world today. I may just talk a minute. I don't know. We live in a terrible world. Things that are good today are called evil, and evil is called good. And we just live in a horrifying place anymore. I don't know how it is in your neighborhood, but brother, it's bad in mine.
Lord, help me, God, we pray.
And but my mind this morning also goes back to the worst man that I ever saw.
Lord, bless you, God.
And I mean this. This is not just something off the cuff this morning. I mean this. The worst man that I ever saw you're looking at him.
Lord, help me, God, we pray.
He didn't show me your life, Brother Henry. He didn't show me yours or these brothers and sisters, but my own life and how corrupt that my life had become. How lost I was, how ruined and undone and without God and without hope in this world. And kind of like Jacob. And the Lord was in this place and I knew it not.
Lord, help him, God, we pray.
What he said.
Until he quickened me. Until he came to me and gave me that opportunity to pray and made me alive. Brother Harv, that's the work of the Holy Spirit this morning. And if you obtain salvation, if you're here today and you're a sinner, I want you to know that there's just the one way. And it's the work of the Holy Spirit. And, you know, people try to work it out this way and that way, but there's just the one way. One Spirit, and the Spirit is truth. Is that what it says? When he comes and he quickens you like it teaches in Ephesians, 2nd chapter, you who were dead in trespass and sin hath he quickened, for by grace are you saved. And then it goes on and it says it's by grace through faith. I want you to know today, and brother, I'm telling you that I prayed really hard this week.
Amen.
And it was because of my affliction, Brother Fred. And,
yes.
And I've had a lot on my mind. And I'm just as helpless as I can be this morning. But if the Lord will, I want to talk just a minute and then I want to read something and we'll just kind of go from there and I'm sure there'll be plenty of time for somebody else to come. There is a time, you know, the Bible says there's a time for everything under the sun. Now, there's a time of opportunity for everybody in this world. I believe that, don't you? That little song I was looking for keeps ringing in my mind this morning. But there's also a window, there's windows of opportunity, and there's also a window of faith. The writer wrote and he said, in Isaiah, he said, who are these flying as a dove to their window? It was all of those this morning, many of them, all of those and many others that Brother Terry read about this morning. It's by faith that they'd received a good report and they were God's chosen people and he blessed them so wonderfully. And,
and
by faith they obtained a good report, and as they and the power of the Holy Spirit are on the wings of a dove, as they flew to their windows, they held this testimony as they left this world that they pleased God. Is that right? Is that not the faith that overcome back there? That's the way that I understand it. I want to read something here to you. And the Bible in Romans 8:1-2. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Here's what I want to get on your mind.
Lord, help him, God.
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Now, if I don't say anything else today, I want to say this to you. The life was, and is the light to mankind. It's Jesus. The same yesterday, today, and forever, and he changes not. And he said that he was going to send us another comforter, and it's also interpreted a helper. And he said he'll lead you in all truth, and he'll reprove the world, and Satan, and all these things, but he's a comforter. And I want you to know that the first time that the helper appeared to me in this great plan of salvation, when he come, he moved right down into my heart and quickened my life. Brother Fred Ross, he made me alive to make a choice. He gave me that opportunity. Is that what that choice is? He gave me an opportunity to make that choice, and what did you do? I cried, Lord, have mercy
on my soul.
On my soul.
Yeah, buddy.
Ignorant. An ignorant man.
Yeah, buddy.
Base.
I've learned.
Yeah.
Religiously vile and moral. A man that had trodden down the mercies of God and was lost. Without God and without any hope, had no aspirations of tomorrow. I thought that I had sinned away that day. I thought that surely there's no chance for me. But when this marvelous grace that appeared to me right down into my heart, Brother Fred, it quickened me. And it made me alive. And when it made me alive, the very first thing that grace did was he began to open up the Son of God's life to me. And in the life is the light today to mankind. And I want you to know that as he works this power, now brother, pray just a minute. As he works this power of salvation down into your heart, unto the world or unto the natural man, it's foolishness.
Yeah, Lord, help him, God.
Brother Greg, but unto us that believe, it's the power of God.
Help him, Lord, please.
You're saved how this morning? You're saved by the grace of God today.
Yeah, Lord.
And this wonderful opportunity of this window of faith being opened to you. Oh, this morning at God is love. If you've ever looked into this window of faith, the first thing is the most wonderful of all today, that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. I want to ask you this morning, where's your heart's desires? Are they upon this earth or upon your own ways and in your will this morning? Or are you with a smoting like the little sinner? Are you smoting your head on your breast and looking up to the windows of heaven today? He said every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of light. Oh, I see Jesus this morning walking here upon the earth, preaching his own everlasting gospel today to men and women that had sold themselves for naught, had nothing to redeem themselves with, and were oppressed in this world by the Romans. Bless God, here he comes. And he said, you must repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Oh, the first thing, one of the most beautiful things that I could think of this morning, the very first thing he done. He come down to the water to be baptized. Bless the Lord. Listen, and John said, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world today. And Jesus walked up and asked him to baptize him. Lord, I have need to be baptized of thee. Well, suffer it to be so, John, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Oh, it's a plan of redemption today. If you'll believe, you've got a Redeemer today. Oh, Lord, that before worlds was stood, Ancient of Days. Oh, eternal in the heavens, as a lamb slain before the foundation of the world today. Have you seen him, Brother Greg? Oh, Lord, have you seen him? Yeah, I know my Redeemer lives. Job said that he'll stand upon the earth in the last days. Listen today. Hide me, oh, hide me. Hide me away in the grave. Appoint me a time and call my name, and I'll fly to my window, oh, on the wings of a dove today. Listen. You must be born again. You must be washed in the water and have the blood applied to your soul, Brother Fred. This keeps coming to my mind this morning. We hear the blood preached, and what a wonderful message it is this morning. But you know that when they pierced Jesus, I believe this, brethren. I believe he let me see this one time. Oh, when he hung there on that cross, that Roman soldier took a spear, I believe, and right up under his ribs, and into his heart sag, and right on into his heart. And the Bible says that blood and water came forth, Brother Fred, not just by blood alone today, but by water also. Oh, when I went to the cross for myself, water and blood both came forth, and it cleansed me, it sanctified me, and not only that, it washed me and made me pure and holy in his sight, Brother Greg. Somebody said, well, I don't believe that. Look at the first chapter of Ephesians, the fourth verse. Oh, you're preserved, holy and without blame, before him in love. It's his imputed righteousness right down in your soul. What have you got good to offer this morning, Brother Greg? I ain't got nothing today. Listen, but I've got a little lamb that come into this world, and he's the hope of glory for him right down in my soul. And that's all I've got to go before him. What do you have? Well, I have wealth and riches that won't get her done, Brother Greg. You here in this world, if you have hope in this world only, you're of all men most miserable. Oh, I remember sinner when I went before him and didn't have nothing. And he gave me the very best that he had.
Yes,
he gave me a little lamb. And he's keeping it today.
Yes,
where did he lay him at? Where did he lay him at? Right down in here, brother. And oh, here this morning, he's all I have to offer. He's my everything.
All I need
this morning. He's my bread when I'm hungry. You know, that's hard for the natural mind, ain't it? That's why it has to be a work of the Holy Spirit. Oh, he's my rock in a weary land. He's my shelter in a time of storm. He's my Alpha. He's my Omega. He's my all in all today. He's everything. He's my life. Oh, Lord, here I am this morning, the poorest man that I know about this morning. Why is that? I don't have much life left here in this world. Oh, the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who bought me.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Lord, he bought me. Oh, he purchased me by his water and blood out of the slave house of this world. And he made a little down payment. Oh, Lord. Oh, bless his name. After you've heard the gospel of your salvation, after you believe, then are you sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. With that Holy Spirit of promise, the same one that Jesus said, I'm going to go away and I'm going to pray the Father, and he's going to send you another comforter. And he's an everlasting abider, is he not, Brother Fred? So I know this will sound strange to you, but I see a window of faith this morning, and it'll make everybody perfect today.
Yes, sir.
And I mean that, brethren. Someday I'm expecting some lesson. Oh, Lord, this keeps coming to my mind this morning. Oh, when he appeared to me and led me and had mercy on my soul. And bless God, Brother Fred. I don't tell this very often.
Amen.
I know people think you're boasting, but it's not about boasting this morning. It's mercy today. And it flows down from heaven's sweet land today. But when he forgave me my sins, I saw a window open, Brother Terry.
Yes, sir, brother.
Oh! And as I looked, I saw a golden pipe coming down out of this window. And I saw it was like the flutter of a dove come. Oh, down into my soul. And I saw the angel shouting in the presence of God. And the most beautiful sound that you ever heard in your life. And Brother Junior, when he preaches, blessed are they that know the joyful sound. Oh, there's a sound today when the angels worship, when one sinner that repents of their sins, there's more rejoicing in heaven over that than 99 that needs no repentance. But oh, that window he opened just for me, and I want you to know that he'll open one for you. Who are these? So it must have been more than one window flying to their window. It must have been more than one, but yet I want you to know that there's just the one day today that can ride the clouds in his window. Who's like him, Brother Greg? There's nothing like him. You can look from the Ancient of Days, from before the world was, to the greatest men that live upon the earth. And I only know one man that finished his course, and a cloud received him up out of this world. And I want you to know that he loves you. He's our advocate today. He's our everything. I know that some of these things I've said is probably hard to understand.
That's all right.
But brethren, this plan of salvation is no different today than when Peter wrote about it.
Absolutely.
When Paul wrote about it. The same thing today. On that day when the Holy Spirit comes, is there not a day of refreshing among us? Is there not a day of rest for us?
Amen, buddy.
Is there not a day of new beginnings for us?
Yes, there is.
I'm glad that we're walking in the light, in the land of the living. I'm glad we're walking in the day of new beginnings. Work that Christ finished, Brother Fred. He paid the price,
yes, he
didn't
did.
He? But at the end of that work, when the call comes to day, if you'll answer that day, you're walking in a brand new day. Is that right, brother?
Right.
Old things are passed away.
No.
Behold, all
yes,
things
sir.
Are made new. Listen today. Let me say this today. Here in the second verse of the eighth chapter of Romans, Jesus paid the price. If you're here and you're a Christian and you're maybe not satisfied and you're troubled about many things, you got to look the way of the cross. You see, you're free from this sin and death. If you're dead with him, you shall also live by him. Is that right?
Is that right?
And how is that? It's done by the power of the Holy Spirit today. He said, not by power, not by mind, but by my spirit, says the Lord. You know, this morning, brethren, I can look through those feast days of the Lord. I see them this morning. I see him purifying and cleansing everything and turning it back over to the Father's soul. That this would be a spiritual kingdom. Oh, a spiritual house today. Washed in the blood and the water of Jesus. Purified, made holy, and presented to the Lord. A habitation of God through the Spirit. You see, Jesus loved his Father, didn't
he?
Yes,
he did.
And he done all this thing that his Father would be just and the justifier that he could move right down in your lives. That couldn't happen if Jesus hadn't satisfied the wrath of Almighty God.
Preach it, brother. That's who satisfied.
The heavens was searched, the earth was searched, and beneath the earth was searched. I feel like that's where I was, beneath the earth. And he said, I wept much, oh Lord, I wept much. And one spoke to me and said, behold, there's one, the Lamb of God that was slain before the foundation of the world. And I want you to know this today, that Jesus, as he presented all this to the Father, it satisfied him. That sinners like you and like me could go to him and be washed and made whole. And that same power that raised Jesus out of the grave, that it would make you a brand new creature today. Oh, Lord, I see this, and I'll let Brother Greg come. This work that he done here. You know, there was a time, Leonard, that in order to get to look and behold the Father, You had to be the high priest. He went in once a year and he could just behold the Shekinah glory. But Jesus, when he hung there, the Bible says that the veil was rent. Oh, Lord, if you've not seen him sitting on his throne, if you've not went to him and laid your head on his breast, you don't know why you're missing.
There you go. Oh,
amen.
Glory, glory, glory. You talk about a glory. They beheld a Shekinah glory.
Yes, sir.
But now I want to ask you, when you go before his throne today, what do you see? You see Jesus.
Mercy.
Who is he there when you see him, Brother Fred? I believe you see him there from time to time. Who is he? He's Jesus Christ, the glory of God.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Risen from the dead to die no more.
That's right, brother.
Sitting on the right hand of the Father, making intercession.
For who, brother?
For you and me.
Yes, sir.
And he knows we're not satisfied here. Believe me, he knows that. I'm going to tell you something that I don't think we realize. But he's not satisfied either, Brother Fred.
Amen. That's good.
He's not going to be satisfied until we have a body likened to his.
Yes.
When we're satisfied, Brother
that's
Greg,
good, brother.
Then I believe this. I don't know what a meeting that's going to be, but it's going to have to be wonderful because Jesus will be satisfied in that day.
He'll be happy. Dad's come home.
Going home. I'm looking for a day when I hear him call my name. And on the wings of a little dove, on the power of the Holy Spirit of God, I'm looking for him to waft my soul away. Oh, no more tears. No more sorrow, no more heartache, no more pain, no more need of a place to hide in this weary world, no more. Why?
Because you're being safe.
Because we'll be with him. I'm telling you, if you don't have that hope, if you've got a hope only here in this world that you've got your name on a church book, you're in trouble today. If you're still, if you've got your name on a church book and you're still sinning more or less every day and into this and into that, there's something wrong. This power of God that works down in your heart, that quickens you and keeps you and leads you, it'll teach you and it'll keep you. Is that right? I want you to know today that there ain't no man. You can have the greatest intellect in this world. You can have an IQ higher than anybody that you've ever met. And you can still be the most ignorant man on this earth to the ways
Amen,
of God.
Brother.
You absolutely need to be made a brand new creature in Christ Jesus.
Yes, sir.
You need to be born again Amen. Today. You know, I look sometimes. I like to look at these things. But in the Greek it says you must be born from above. You must be born by the Spirit and the power of God today.
Amen.
And I want you to know that that birth, it's not worked in some church somewhere, some organization. It's not done in the halls of men's great places today. Where does it begin and where does it finish?
In your heart.
It begins on high and it comes down into your heart.
Yeah,
and it quickens you. And he makes you brand new.
Yeah.
Works you plumb over from head to toe.
Sure does.
And then it's going to finish somewhere. Where's it going to finish? Where's it finish in you? It finished. A part of it did at the cross.
Yeah.
That's not all, Brother Greg. It's going to finish in heaven someday. When he leaves heaven with a shout and a voice of an archangel and the trump of God sounds. Oh, and the dead in Christ are going to rise and call, be called up. Oh, Lord, I love that. And be called up and everly be with the Lord. Oh, what a day that's going to be. Have you got your name written up there?
Yeah, that's it.
In Christ, the day when that grace appeared to you, have you believed?
Amen.
Have you had that seal put on your soul?
Amen.
And has he rolled it up there? Yes. That's a question only you would know. But I want to leave you with this thought. Just as well as that spear went up through Jesus' side and into his heart. That's where the water is, Brother Greg, in your heart. That's where the water is.
Help
is me. In your heart sack today.
Lord, help me, God.
If you're here and you're in sin today, do you not realize that his heart was pierced for you?
Amen.
Until we realize that, Brother Greg, I mean this with all my heart. I love you, brothers, this morning.
Yeah,
but it broke my heart, it broke my heart to see that my sin had pricked his heart.
Sure.
He knew it was going to happen, Brother Greg. He prayed for us.
Yeah, Lord.
And when he got ready to go down into Gethsemane, he prayed for us. But oh, I want you to know that your sins touched Jesus, sir.
Yes.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yes, it did.
Now, if that don't work a godly sorrow in your heart, nothing will.
Amen, brother.
Nothing will, brother.
Nothing will.
Can't, Brother Hurley.
Amen.
Nothing
left.
Whoa,
found,
today you need him more than you did anything in this world. Going through some hard times over here lately. And I thought, Lord, it don't matter what comes. It don't matter what goes. I know after a while you will call my name.
That's right, Brother Hurley.
If you don't have that hope down in your life, and it's not just a hope like you hope to get back home. But it's a hope that was worked right down in your life by the power of the Holy Ghost.
It's the anchoring of the soul, brother.
It is.
And when he done that, he formed Christ right down in you, the hope of glory.
Hope of glory.
Did he not?
Sure it is.
Now that's the birth I'm talking about. That one that's of the Spirit. Brother John says that so much, and I just love it. He might not have an eloquent way with all kinds of words, but boy, when it comes to the matter of the heart, he's right on the money and does such a wonderful job. It's a birth of the Holy Spirit of God and Christ formed in you. Now, I want you to know that in a sense, the church of the living God is travailing, Paul said here in the 8th chapter, even to this time. So the church is still, in a sense, pregnant today. Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Waiting to be what?
Yeah.
Waiting till that day, till all things come to fruition. Mm-hmm. Brother Fred Ross, I heard about this almost 30 years ago, and I wanted to go. I'm standing here today, and it'll be 30 years here in April, and I still want to go. And it's never got old. It's never got old.
Still want to go.
May God bless you. I feel like that I could stand here all day. But we don't want nobody to fall asleep and fall out the window and get killed. Because sometimes our faith might not be strong enough to raise them up. But I can read where Paul did that. He did that. Now I'm going to tell you something. I may never see you again. I doubt. I don't judge my brothers. I try my best not to. But I doubt myself sometimes. Get weak in the faith, troubled about many things like Martha was. But I'm going to tell you something. I do not doubt one bit what God can do. I don't doubt that one bit. Now, why is that?
Because spiritual is natural.
Because that from time to time when I'm renewed, I get to look at that window of faith being open just for me.
Way it is,
and I'm going somewhere after a while.
Sir.
Love you. Done the best I could.